Jim Stevens, and we have a special guest joining us today from right here in Wilmington. Dr. Don Johnson is here to join us today. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's great to have you here, and we're going to talk a little bit about your book, Probability's Nature and Nature's Probability. It's a call to scientific integrity, and you're dealing with intelligent design in this book. And I just wanted to give a little brief information to our listeners. You've got a doctoral degree in computer and information sciences from the University of Minnesota and in chemistry from Michigan State University. You have spoken on intelligent design here across the country, also Europe, New Zealand, Australia, and Asia. And, of course, you've taught around the country and in Europe as well. In colleges. So it's great to have you here, and tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, the book was written, it's a call to scientific integrity. At one point in my life, for many years, I believed in evolution, until actually looking at the data, and there are so many unsubstantiated claims that purport to be science, but really are not.
Right.
And so I'm pointing out a lot of the things in this book that was written for scientists, so it's a little more technical than perhaps the average person would totally appreciate. But on the other hand, you know, a person could pick up a lot of information and have it available to counteract the things they hear on PBS, on the science programs, and when they read things and so forth.
Yeah.
So, but basically was written for scientists to call them back to integrity, to stop making unsubstantiated claims.
Yeah. What kind of feedback or response have you had from those who would actually even read it?
Well, so far I have not had any negative feedback. Now, I don't know if it's because the people who would normally make negative feedback haven't read the book yet, or whether they don't have anything to say, so they don't do anything. People who have read it have made some on my website scienceintegrity.net. I have a section on the book, and there are lots of good endorsements and things.
Let's talk a little bit about biblical creationism, which we both believe God created, as it states in Genesis 1, and intelligent design. What's the difference there?
Okay, intelligent design is purely based on empirical scientific evidence. It has nothing to do directly with religion of any kind, although it certainly is compatible with many different theistic religions.
Right.
But it's basically pure science. And the book is pure science also. It does not make any endorsement of Christianity, the Bible, or anything. You know, it does not identify who the designer is.
Right.
Because it's purely science.
Right.
Creationism, on the other hand, is a belief system.
Right.
And creationism, if I could prove to you that the God of the Bible is the designer, creator, and if I could prove that scientifically, that would remove that belief into the area of fact rather than faith.
Right.
And God has chosen, you know, you could look at the evidence, you can see the evidence, and you can choose whether or not you're going to believe the evidence or not.
Right.
And so that I cannot prove to you scientifically that that the God of the Bible is the designer, creator.
Right.
And but I can prove that there was some kind of an intelligent designer.
Right. I guess you get some feedback from those who believe the evolutionary theory that because you say, you quote, call it intelligent design, it indicates a designer. So they just equate that with a religious belief.
And it has, there have been, well, the Kurtzmiller case in Dover, Pennsylvania, for example, that happened a couple of years ago, the judge there declared intelligent design to be a religion. Well, it isn't, but, you know, that's... but one thing I will point out, that the Brunswick County School Board last fall said they were looking for a way to get creationism into the classroom. Now, if, and I hope they don't do it, but if somebody were to say, well, let's put intelligent design in because creationism is unconstitutional.
Right.
So let's call it intelligent design. Well, that will not fly.
Right.
Because they have set out to get creationism into the school, and therefore you cannot now substitute intelligent design. That would be, it would just be kicked out.
Right. Now, in your book here, let's just briefly talk about how you prove or how you discuss the fact that there is a designer to this world, to our bodies, to what we see all around us.
Well, there are several things in the physical sciences, chemistry, for example, and the probability is extremely low, like one chance in 10 to the 340 millionth power. You know, it'd be like winning the lottery, every week.
Every week
for like 120 million years.
Okay.
So that's not going to happen, most likely. But the probability isn't zero. And I point out in the book what probability is. And so therefore some people say, well, it's very improbable, but it could happen. But then you get to information.
Yeah.
The information content of life. I'm an information scientist. And what you have in each of the 300 trillion cells of the body are multiple computers, thousands of computers that read the shared memory in the DNA and operate and communicate with one another. And there's encoding, decoding, error correction, all kinds of things that are very computer-like. And it is a computer code. There's no question about that. Well, computer codes never arise by undirected processes.
Right.
There has never been a case where a code has arisen by undirected natural process. And in fact, computer science says that it has to be done through planning, intelligence, and so forth. So that proves there was, because all life has the DNA code and the enzymes and everything else, there had to have been a design to make that happen.
And a designer.
Yeah.
Well, this is great and fascinating, and I know we could talk probably for hours, but for our listeners who are interested in the book, it is available here locally.
It is available locally at the Salt Shaker, and if you end up going to Calvary Chapel, you can get it there as well. On Carolina Drive there.
Carolina Beach Road.
Beach Road, yeah.
And you did a series on this book and on.
It was kind of based on the book, but it was more creationism.
Okay.
So that the series I did at Calvary Chapel was a 6-part series. You can go to their website and check out the audio tapes. Audio is available there. But that used a lot of the information in the book, but it also used the Bible.
Yeah.
So it's a lot different than the book.
Right, yeah. And I believe that some of those sessions are on YouTube. You can check them
out.
Excerpts. And let's mention your website again, scienceintegrity.net.
Scienceintegrity.net.
And one other thing, I know you're available to go out and speak to churches if they're interested. And you also told me that you can make bulk copies of the book.
Yeah, if any
available.
Church or anything is wants to make bulk copies, I can sell them royalty-free to those kinds of organizations, and they can distribute them very, very inexpensively.
Yeah, okay, good.
So.
Well, great, Dr. Johnson. Thank you so much. And I encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of the book.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah. And you can contact Dr. Johnson as well through his website. And again, that's scienceintegrity.net. And thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
We're going to continue with more in just a moment. Stay tuned.